A series of polls from the St. Leo University Polling Institute shows Floridians deeply divided on some of the major issues that the state will face in the upcoming year. WUSF's Steve Newborn takes a look at the poll about giving felons who cannot pay their fees the right to vote.
In 2018, voters passed a constitutional amendment to allow people with felony convictions to regain their voting rights after they complete their sentences. But state lawmakers tacked on a provision that requires them to pay off existing fees first. St. Leo Polling Institute Director Frank Orlando says the amendment passed with more than 60% of the vote, which means it got broad support from Republicans.
But in terms of the implementation, people who are seeking to kind of slow down the increase in voting rights for these ex-felons have been able to message this in terms of fairness or in terms of continuing to pay their debt to society. And if you look at the crosstabs on this, it tracks pretty closely with Republican and Democratic voter ID. But Democrats still having more Republicans in favor than Democrats who are against.
Statewide, nearly half of those polled support allowing felons to vote even if they cannot pay fees or fines from their sentences, with about 41% opposed. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.